Welcome to Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. Grab a glass of your favorite drink and join us as we discuss everything from marriage and parenting to sex and money. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. This is Trey.
This is ATL.
I feel like we owe y'all a long episode. We're not going to give y'all a long episode, but I feel like we owe y'all because last week was pretty short. But we do miss y'all a lot. So we really miss y'all. And I hope that y'all had a great week. And we apologize if the last episode was way too short. We wanted to get straight to the point, but ATL was really, really tired that day. So I feel like we owe y'all an apology and a longer episode this time. But we're not going to go too long. So we know y'all got stuff to do anyway. But we appreciate y'all listening to us while you're running errands and cleaning the house and all that stuff. So it's awesome. So tonight we're drinking on a V8 Splash pineapple coconut that ATL got mixed with vodka. So it's just Ciroc, regular Ciroc vodka, but it's mixed and it's got kind of like a tropical twist. Yeah. Tastes really good. Of course, I like anything pineapple and coconut. Also, we're in a different part of our home. So if it sounds kind of like echoey, that's why. As you can see in the title tonight, what we're talking about is trust issues. Before we go any further into that, I do want to remind y'all, we're on TuneIn Radio now.
Yay!
So in addition to Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Breaker, Radio Public, Bullhorn, CastBox, and PodBay, we are also on TuneIn now. So tell your friends, whatever, wherever they get their podcast episodes from, let them know about Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. Share. They can be able to access us from any of those listening platforms. Also, to remind y'all, our social media handle is at Trey and ATL. Our email is trainatl@gmail.com, and our website is trainatl.com. So you can go there to be able to contact us, look at any of our merch that we have available, especially if you go to our Instagram. Just follow us on Instagram at trainatl. The link is in the bio that has all of the access points where you can reach, where you can access all of our stuff.
Yeah, we even have a face mask. Merchandise item.
Yes. I was thinking face mask. Yes, the face mask is one of our merch. It says "Ready for Happy Hour with Trey and ATL." Check it out. All right, so let's go ahead and dive right into this. So I have done a little bit of research and found some ways that, or not ways, but some signs that you may have trust issues. And I will be the first to say, yes, I have had trust issues. I currently have them. And I'm going to say this. I, Trey, am currently working on self-awareness, self-healing, self-care. And it is, when I tell you, this journey is crazy. I saw somewhere where it said the healing hurts more than the breakup. And that could be the breakup from anything. Breakup from when you lose your job. You know, some people, they go into convulsions when they lose their job. Breakup from a past relationship, from anything. Anything that you sever ties with, that you lose, any type of loss or grief, anything. You know, you can step away from it. You can break up from the relationship, but the healing from it can hurt worse than the actual letting go.
I think that it's important that people heal before entering new relationships, mm-hmm. even if it takes a long time to heal. Because otherwise you're technically not ready to be in a new relationship because you're not able to offer that person what you have to offer to be in a relationship. One of the key things to making a relationship work is trust, along with communication. We've always been talking about, you know, effective communication with your spouse. And sometimes that could be just spot on, and you'll have other issues specifically with trust. But also, I think that people's ability to trust and the way that they trust is a lifelong thing. Like, the way that you trust today is as the result of the things that you've been through in the past. Like, everybody's experiences and relationships with family members, with partners, with friends are different, and their perspectives are different. And but it also shapes the way that they trust people around them. So when you're trying to figure out why you have issues with trust, you do have to explore your past. It's not important to live in the past, but you do learn from the past, because those are the things that steer the way that you think today. So just if you're having unrealistic ideals about what your partner's doing or what someone that you're in a friendship may have motive to do, just think about what you're basing that assumption on. Is it something that happened to you in the past? Is it something that you are you gonna always expect people to do things that hurt you? Or are you gonna give people the benefit of the doubt? Or you just have to really explore your way of thinking about things instead of thinking something and latching on to it and running with it. If you want to move on and be a person that's capable of trust, you have to examine your life and your way of trust and your ability to trust and why you think the things that you do. And that's just positive self-talk that you have to do if you want to have this portion of your relationship be healthy.
Yes. And understanding where and when your triggers take place. So know that it's not just, you know, past relationships. It can go as far back as childhood trauma. I actually wrote, if y'all go onto our website, trainatl.com, and I have a section there called Confessions of a Queer Mom, where I just kind of write out some things, you know, it's a blog, and I write out different topics. And the most recent one I wrote was regarding the childhood trauma that I had, and what I had to experience and endure when I was around 8 years old. And this was something that I pushed back all the way in the back of my head and always would try to forget. But every once in a while, you know, it would come back to the forefront of my mind. And I didn't realize how much of that experience in the beginning of my life affected me all the way till now. And the reason being is because it's something that happened to someone that I, or it was being done by somebody that I trusted. I looked up to, and they were committing the act. They were doing the act. And it has subconsciously made me believe that, okay, if I'm close to you, or the people closest to me, the people that I'm supposed to look up to, the people that I'm supposed to love, the people that are supposed to protect me, cannot be trusted. And I'm taking that into every single relationship that I go to, keeping our relationship at bay, because I'm thinking in my head that everybody can't be trusted. The closer you get to me, the more I can't trust you. And so it's been a journey that I've been on. But go ahead and read that. It's under Confessions of a Queer Mom that I wrote, and that way you can be able to understand what I'm talking about. But I'm going to go into these signs that you have trust issues. So number one is you predict how people will betray you without evidence of betrayal. So you give no emotional commitment because you believe that betrayal is inevitable. You just, you know, immediately start thinking, well, they're going to fuck me over anyway. Well, this happens all the time. I know what this is about. You know, this,
Yeah, so you basically enter into the relationship with whomever the person is, not necessarily a romantic relationship, but you have the assumption or the expectation that that person is going to do whatever someone in the past did to hurt you. And first of all, it's so much more comfortable to allow yourself to trust people, even when you run the risk of being hurt, by allowing yourself to be open to trust. It's stressful not to trust people. And you have to decide whether or not you want to live in stress or if you want to live in comfort when it comes to trust. Like, if you decide to be in a relationship with someone, that is a decision to trust that person. Yeah. And you have to trust until proven. You can't police people to do what you want them to do, I guess is what I'm getting at. You have to allow people to be who they are, because that's what attracted you to them. So don't try to control the narrative of their life in order to make yourself comfortable. Be comfortable allowing people to be themselves. And that's especially in a relationship. Nobody wants to be in a relationship where they feel like they are either in the military or jail, and they have parameters that they can't cross, you know, not in a disrespectful way, but just simple things that you might find yourself policing about someone, like the way that they talk or when they leave or places they like to go or how long someone stays or if they're on their phone. You know, you have to realize that you don't want that done to you. You don't want someone to treat you with the just micromanage your life that way, because it's exhausting. I think lesbians tend to do that a lot because women are emotional. So they try to guard and block and prevent things from happening. But that's just a very stressful way to live.
Not only are they guarding and blocking, but they're guarding and blocking their own heart all the time, because we're emotional. You know, we're emotional. So we always feel like, well, I've seen this situation before, so I'm going to protect myself and do that. And the person hadn't done anything to you yet. You know what I mean? So you're already predicting that this person is going to treat you the exact same way that such and such did, you know, a few back years ago, because now you are being triggered.
Right. And it's just not a way to start any type of relationship. It's unhealthy.
Right.
And you just can't treat people that way. It's abuse in a way, yeah, to punish someone for something before they do it or even thought about doing it and probably wouldn't have done it. You know, you never give them the opportunity to make a choice. I don't want to force somebody to treat me right. I want them to naturally treat me right.
And that's important that you said, taking away their choice. Mm-hmm. You've already made the decision for them. Mm-hmm. You know, so now what's the motivation for staying? You know what I mean? All right. So number two, you trust in the wrong ones and you trust too quickly. So you have in your past, you don't have good judgment of characteristics, or what, judge a character. Mm-hmm. you are constantly trusting in the wrong ones. And because of that, it makes you just kind of self-conscious about trusting people. Yeah. And you're trusting too quickly.
Well, I guess. I mean, and we've talked about this before, about how I give people a clean slate up front. Like, and some people will feel like trust has to be earned. I just feel like if a person that I just met, they couldn't possibly be untrustworthy to me, because they neither one or the other. They're not trustworthy and they're not someone that I can trust. Like, it's just a clean slate. It's just that I don't want to assume that whatever this clean slate is going to lean to the negative side. It's about what you also have to be careful what you attract to yourself, what you put out in the environment, because of the law of attraction. Like, if you're expecting negative things, then you're going to draw negative things.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting anything. Like, I'm only taking it at face value when you're talking about romantic relationship, but I don't want to cause the relationship to go in a negative direction by expecting that person to be on the phone texting someone else while they're with me versus something to do with their job or something like that. Like, I give them a clean slate, the benefit of doubt, until I see for myself that that's not what I need to be doing. But if you enter into it just thinking they're negative, then that's what you're going to get.
And that's the thing. You don't want to enter into it thinking they're negative or positive. You know, it's just being neutral, and it's just giving time to trust, you know. But there are some people that trust off the bat. And because of that, they end up getting hurt or betrayed because they are trusting the wrong ones. They didn't give enough time to get to know the person.
But it's okay to get hurt. It's just a part of life. Yes. You know, yeah. Like, yeah. You can't enter into a relationship and say, well, I am not going to let this person hurt me. Right. Even if you enter into a relationship with someone and they are probably 90% good, at some point, a person inadvertently or even purposely hurts you because it's human nature. Like, you have to be okay with being hurt. Be tougher than that.
Yes, but giving them time is not trusting them. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not saying, oh, you've got to get, it's not trusting or anything. No, it's just, you've just met somebody. You can't trust them or not trust them.
Yeah.
You're being neutral. You're getting to know people. Now, there are people that off the bat will trust you and they start oversharing. You know, they start doing this. But the problem is they constantly are trusting the wrong ones. The ones that are wholeheartedly, you know, mean-spirited, evil, things like that. And they are constantly getting betrayed. If that's the point, if you keep trusting people and immediately and you're constantly getting hurt all the time, and I'm not saying that, oh, you are predicting betrayal and all of a sudden it happens. No, I mean, these are just people that are real. They've really hurt you. Sometimes, you, like you said, law of attraction, you have to look within yourself and find out, why are you attracting these type of people?
Yeah, you have to be self-aware.
Yeah.
And I think the best way of, you know, not opening, you have to have parameters about yourself. You know, like, if you don't know somebody well, in order to protect yourself, this is how much I'm willing to give of myself before I, or this is how much of myself I can give before I start to feel pain or discomfort as far as my interaction with a person that I don't know whether or not I can trust. You need to know on your own where your limits are. Like, I can share this much of my life with you without allowing you to hurt me until I know you better. So if I'm in this relationship and say within 3 months, I say, well, you know, I'm enjoying this relationship. I think that I can trust you, but is 3 months long enough, you know, to be with someone and say, yeah, yes or no, I trust this person. This is a trustworthy person. And I want to initiate a monogamous relationship with them. You need to know that you still can't give 100% of yourself if you're not willing to allow yourself to be hurt.
Right.
But if you're, you know, if you're strong enough to deal with pain and consider it a learning experience should it happen, that's where I'm talking about, you know, you can't live your life in the what if of what may happen, because that's discomfort versus comfort. You do have to allow yourself to enjoy life and relationships that you're in and allow some semblance of trust until someone breaks it. Once someone breaks it, you also need to know what your plan is if they break it. A lot of people worry, oh, this person gonna do this, they're gonna cheat on me, they're gonna do me wrong. But what's your plan when someone breaks your trust?
And that's being self-aware, yeah, knowing yourself, having self-confidence to know that if something were to happen, well, this is
what I'm gonna do. And don't betray yourself. If you say, this, in order to protect myself, if this happens, this is my plan,
yeah,
and you don't stick to that plan, that's where you'll end up suffering within the relationship that you continue with that person.
Yes. Because a lot of trust issues also comes from you not trusting yourself. So see, that's something else that I learned as well, is trust issues can come from you just simply not even trusting your own decision. If you've been around people that make you question your own decisions, your own opinions, things like that are constantly putting you down or anything, you start to not trust your own self. You become indecisive. And when you can't even trust yourself and your own decisions, how are you going to trust anybody else?
Yeah, a lot of people stay with people they don't trust out of fear of being alone because they're not okay with themselves. They're not okay with just them. When you find yourself and you can mentally say, if this room was just me and that was in infinite time and with no end in sight, it was just me, and you can't find peace in that place, you need to be more self-aware and find your peace and happiness with yourself before you present yourself to someone else.
Yes, I love that. All right. So the next one, number three, is you are overly guarded emotionally. So that can be a result of you constantly trusting people off the bat and they end up being the wrong ones to trust and you get betrayed over and over again. Now you've become overly guarded. So that could be a sign that you have trust issues, that emotionally you are just, you shut down. You don't give any information about yourself. You're just really overly guarded with emotion. You don't allow yourself to become vulnerable with people.
This is what I was talking about, how you know where your limits are. And some people have no patience for distrust. Like, they come in completely guarded and that's just how they are, you know. And some people may be more open and 50% they'll give versus, you know, someone that just like, I got this wall up, you're not gonna tear it down. And the thing about a person that is completely guarded when they try to initiate a relationship with somebody, 9 times out of 10, that person they're trying to initiate the relationship with senses that wall up and will probably even bring it up. And the issue is that the person with the wall up been hurt so many times and has not dealt with the hurt, has not been more made themselves comfortable with alone in themselves. They're not ready for a relationship. And if you force a relationship with somebody that's got this wall up, the person on the other side of the relationship is not going to be happy because they're not getting what they want out of the relationship. So you have to understand where you are. What if two people with a wall up try to initiate a relationship? What if two people with 50-50 try to initiate a relationship, half of a wall up? They might actually have a chance. What if somebody with no wall up and a person with the 50% wall up initiate a relationship? They might work. You just have to realize that if you have a wall up, it's something unresolved.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you're not okay with from the past. And you have to voice that to yourself and have a plan of action to protect yourself, number one, but not be so protective of yourself that you're not open to a relationship if that's what you want.
So number four is you may not be shallow, but all of your relationships tend to be. So you are keeping people at bay. You are not going into depth about anything. You tend to go jump from relationship to relationship. And there's just no depth there. It's just completely shallow. It's just front face value of what I want to show you, but you're not getting deep inside of my heart. You're not getting deep inside of my emotions. And if you tend to realize that the majority of your relationships are like that, you may have trust issues.
Right, because this isn't a 50-50 person. This is somebody that's given like 10-20% openness. And then that's all you're going to get is that exactly. Surface level type of relationship because they have unresolved issues.
Yeah. And I will say that I have been, that has been me. I've moved around. I think that a lot of it is because I moved around a lot from state to state, being originally from California and then living in Missouri and then Kentucky, Tennessee. And like number one, you just predict that people are going to betray you. Not so much that I would predict people would betray me, but I always predicted, well, this relationship isn't going to last because either I'm going to move, they're going to move, something's going to happen. So I never really had meaningful relationships. The most meaningful relationships I've had in moving around are those that I have been with people that I know in California, because that's been my roots. You know, that's where I'm from. I could go back to California anytime and meet up with my old friends from there and we would pick up just like we left off. But any relationship after that from where I used to live and stuff, it just never had any depth to it. And I just kind of felt, and that's where, but mind you, California is where I had all the childhood trauma at, you know, so going forward, it had affected me with relationships I had going forward from that point.
So that's just an argument for it taking time for some people to develop the ability to trust people because of, it's always going to go back to why aren't you open? And then also, if you know yourself, you don't have to be 100% open. You just have to give yourself enough distance to get to know someone, and that requires time.
Yeah. Number five, genuine mistakes are seen as awful breaches of trust. So for example, you're at work, you know, your partner's supposed to come pick you up from work because y'all only got one car and they're running behind late. okay, it's an accident. You know, they overslept, or, oh shit, I was at the grocery store and they only had one checkout line. I got to hurry up and go home, and my phone died. Oh shit, you know, whatever. They come pick you up. They're late. You immediately think they've been fucking around with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, just small mistakes are seen as awful breaches of trust.
Because that false narrative that it develops from that idle mind and lack of communication.
Yeah.
So, and it also can, the attracting the negative stuff to yourself type mentality.
It can be a trigger. So maybe somebody in your past did cheat around on you, and now you're with someone who doesn't do that at all, but because the same mistake came up, or supposed mistake, but you know, the same scenario came up, and now you are, oh hell no, you ain't about to, you know, fuck me over this time. This is the person first time. You know what I mean?
Also, and this is what I'm going to say again, you got to be okay with you. Because even if someone comes into the relationship, they with you 50 years, never cheat on you, they are still a human being and have the ability to cheat on you, even if you've established 100% trust with that person. Because human nature is to be fallible. You can't just trust someone more than you trust yourself. You have to be okay with
living the decision you made.
Yeah, you got to be okay with it. Live your life with someone. If they come 50 years from now and decide that they want to leave you or cheat on you or just change, because people do change, you have to be okay with yourself at the base. Your base has to be you and your comfort level with yourself, because you cannot place all your trust in another person. The only person you can trust 100% is you, because that's the only person you can control.
I remember a couple years ago, you asked me something that kind of stuck with me. And you were like, you chose to be with me. Why don't you trust your own decision? Mm-hmm. You know, and it just stuck with me. Like, that let me know I didn't even trust my own decision of being your partner, you know? Mm-hmm. So that plays, you know, you have to, y'all out there, if you are with somebody and you're just untrusting and your partner didn't do anything to you, you know, hasn't done anything or whatever, but trust yourself enough to know that you made the decision to be with them. You can either be with them or not, but either way, trust your decision.
Yeah. And in a relationship, sometimes if somebody is has a difficult time trusting, you have to always be bluntly honest with them. Like, this is the spouse that if they say, how does this look, you got to tell them if it's toe up. You know, because that's the way that you establish trust with them. You have to always tell them stuff, whether you know it's going to hurt or not. Right. Because, you know, it's really weak to lie and cheat to me. Like, if I want to be with somebody else, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm attracted to somebody else. I don't think that I want to stay in this relationship, because I think that because it's a monogamous relationship, I'm not going to be able to stay within those parameters. And maybe we need to go our separate ways. If you're not strong enough to do that, just own up to it. And at the face value, at the beginning of the relationship, say, you know, I'm the type of person that I don't have the courage to come to you if I'm going to be unfaithful. So, you know, if somebody that's having trouble with trust, if you always talk to them like that, then they expect that you will communicate with them if there's something going on. Because one thing that I don't deal well with is wondering. Like, I don't respect someone that sneak around. I think that if you have a change of heart, just say you got a change of heart, because I am comfortable with me by myself. Like, I don't like the time wasting of doing stuff and going through all these motions to be cheating or deceptive or all like that. Like, we are adults, we are human, let's not waste each other's life. Like, this is where we are, this is what my plan is, I'm okay with it. Are you? What can I do to help you be okay with it? Because that's what adults do.
Yeah.
That's maturity.
I will say, though, I had never, this marriage and this friendship that you and I have, I've never been in a situation like this before. It has really, sometimes you're going to just meet somebody that is going to teach you what maturity is and how to grow up. And, you know, not knowing that that's what's going to take place. But, yes. So the next one is, others may see you as self-righteous, impossible to please, or unforgiving. Mm-hmm. So people don't see how being untrusting of others can affect others and how you others are treated by you.
Right.
So your, for example, any kind of childhood trauma can stay with you, you know, for years and years to come. you don't realize you are lashing that shit out on other people and treating them a certain way. Now you're just thinking, oh, I'm just living my life. This is just how I am. Other people are telling you, or other people are looking at you like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, like, she the ice queen. She arrogant. She stuck up. Yeah, she don't fool with
you. You got to walk on eggshells with her. You know, yeah, stuff
she's
like
sensitive.
That.
You got to be careful what you say around her.
Yeah.
You know.
And if everyone keeps telling you that, that maybe there's something that you've got to look at. You know, why are you sensitive? You know, so I used to be like, oh, I'm overly sensitive. I'm very emotional. No, it's because it's, you know, a lot of times it's because of something that you didn't heal from in the past. Mm-hmm. You didn't heal from it. Your skin isn't thick enough yet. You haven't built that emotional maturity yet.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes a really big storm to help you grow. Like, yes. I didn't come out of my mama's womb with maturity and ability to deal with relationships. I came out the complete opposite of it. But life, like I said, the things that people go through affects their way of seeing the world and dealing with the world. Like me, dealing with loss is the same as leaving a relationship. Now, I have gone through relationships and, you know, and with, you know, not trust people and stuff like that. And then I became a person that would trust, you know, blindly at first until I was proven wrong. And then I was just living my life always worried about what my partner was doing. And just dealing with the loss of a child taught me that there are things that you can lose. Mm-hmm. It's just a different perspective.
Yeah.
You can lose way more than what those little petty things were.
Yeah.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, you have to look at people as finite and be okay with that things change and you cannot control it. If you sit around trying to control everything around you,
environment, other people,
you will live a life of unhappiness, and you surely will not deal with loss well, because loss gonna affect every person on this planet. Like, everybody loses. People, things, everything is finite. Like, it goes away.
Yeah. So that ends up, now that one was number 6. This is number 7, the last one. You feel lonely, isolated, or you feel like an outcast. You feel like you don't belong. No one knows your true self because you haven't allowed them to know your true self. So you end up feeling isolated all the time. And, you know, that's because you didn't allow yourself to trust. You didn't extend trust. You didn't allow people to get to know you to build that trust.
Yeah.
And so now you're feeling isolated all the time. You're feeling alone. You feel like nobody understands me. Nobody gets me. Nobody. But it's really an internal thing.
Yeah. And some people just don't get it socially. And I'm that person. Like, I've been in friendships or, you know, acquaintances with people 10, 20 years, and they couldn't tell you a thing about me, because I'm not somebody that, when I'm in a group, that tell everything about myself or share stories and stuff like that. So it was people that I've known for years and years and years, and they couldn't tell you what kind of work I do. They can't tell you what kind of women I like. They can't tell you what my favorite drink is. They can't tell you if I'm consistent or inconsistent. They can't tell you anything about me, other than when I drink, I'm the life of the party, and when I'm not, I'm on mute.
That's where you need to evaluate your friends then. Like, yeah. Okay, if that's the...
that is true. If nobody go... Like, I think if anybody had... If I had been more approachable and or even if my friends cared enough to approach me and have a conversation with me about those things. But you have to be approachable. Maybe I'm not approachable. You know, and what... The other thing is, I'm fine with that. You know, like, I'm not fake, and I'm not going to go through any extra effort. I think I'm a friendly person, but I think face value that I don't come off that way. You know, so just be okay with who you are and make the effort if it's important to you.
But even that wouldn't even be, I mean, that can be, but not always a trust issue or a concern. It can just be you're an introvert, you know, and that's a whole different thing. Some people are just introverted.
Some people are introverted because they got trust issues.
That's true. All right. So just want to throw out there, there are some ways that you can lose trust in people. It is not always that somebody cheated on you. It could be that you are being put down in front of others all the time by your partner. It can be that you are that somebody is giving too much personal information about you. So you confide in somebody, a friend, a longtime friend, and all of a sudden you find out they've been telling everybody your business. Mm-hmm. You know, that you, that can cause you to lose trust. Controlling you. So now someone is trying to, a partner, a friend, whoever is trying to control you, or they're recreating hurtful experiences that, now that's just being narcissistic, but they know that you have some kind of trauma and they are using that against you, you know, a way to control you. That can cause you to lose trust. Verbal, physical, sexual abuse, substance abuse, that can cause you to lose trust as well. So some ways, some quick ways that you can go through with healing. I always try to say journaling, especially when you feel triggered in a moment. If you have your journal with you, write down why you're feeling triggered, write down the feelings that you're feeling. Maybe you can go back to it and look at it and kind of self-reflect and think, okay, well, think back to another time where you felt the same way in the same scenario. Did this happen before in your past? You know, things like that.
Have honest communication with the person that you're having trouble with trust.
Yeah.
Like have a open, you know, you have to agree that nobody's going to be offended in the conversation, you know, because you want people to be comfortable to communicate with you without all the, you know, drama that comes with being honest sometimes, you know. Like, can I be bluntly honest with you? Can I talk to you and tell you how I'm actually feeling without hurting your feelings?
Yeah.
You know, because it's not personal.
You want to be willing to risk the pain of learning to trust. So when you're in the process of learning how to trust again, you have to be open to understanding that there's a risk and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. You want to find a trust partner, like a therapist or a coach who can help you work through any trust issues. You want to learn how trust works, how it's earned and how to extend it. And you can do that with your trust partner. So, you know, your therapist or your coach can help you with learning or navigating through any type of issues or scenarios that require trusting. Taking emotional risks with your trust partner. So even trusting them. Sometimes you can go to a therapist and you don't even trust them, you know. Mm-hmm. But taking emotional risks to trust your trust partner. And then, like you said, confronting your suspicions, your fears, painful feelings as you take those risks.
You can even make it a game, like write a bunch of things down, and some of it can be true and some of it can be untrue if you really have difficulty communicating with your partner. Have your partner read it and ask them which one of these things could you not deal with?
Yeah. That's good.
They don't know which one is true. Some of it is true, some of it's false. And ask them which one of them can they not deal with. And if they choose one of them that is true, then you already know, you know, that gives you information that you, as far as whether or not it's something that you can communicate with your partner about.
And then, of course, in your healing process, you want to keep repeating the process over and over until you can consciously trust and you know how to give it. Understand that it's life. Like you said earlier, this is life. People are not perfect. People are going to let you down and you will get hurt from time to time. You can't avoid or suppress the emotional pain. You just have to try to learn from it, endure and process it, cry it out if you have to. But you want to learn the right lessons, not just the lessons that keep you in fear and keep you avoiding, you know, people and things. You want to make sure you're learning all of the lessons. Trustworthy people are few and far in between, but you only really need a few people to trust.
Yeah, and practice trusting folks. Pick out something that you want to tell that you consider to be embarrassing and just tell it to somebody you don't know whether or not you can trust. It can be something like, you know, I play with sex toys every Thursday, you know, it's just something random, you know, not something deep. Just be like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I play with sex toys every Thursday. Make yourself vulnerable, you know, and see how it feels. Don't be so afraid to be uncomfortable Sometimes
you never know, they might say,
I do too. Yeah. Where'd you get yours? And it's always with those people that respond in a way like that, that you know it could, or have good friend potential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you want somebody that you can talk to completely, bluntly, be open with.
Yes. All right. Did you have anything else?
Nah.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. All the social media handle or platforms at TrainATL. Our email is trainatl@gmail.com. And our website is trainatl.com. All right. Thank y'all so much for rocking with us. I hope we gave y'all enough information. Again, we apologize for the short one last time, but I'm going to make sure ATL is not sleeping on any other ones in the future. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.